the rest of the story. It was the first year of the modern pentathlon, the first time it had been included in the Olympic Games, and competitors the world over quietly grumbled that the Swedes had stacked the deck. The Summer Games were being held in Sweden that year to begin with, and the Swedish Olympic Committee had devised the five events of which the pentathlon would be comprised. But the Americans had a surprise, and his name was George. The modern pentathlon was made up of swimming, running, steeplechase riding, fencing, and pistol shooting. And in all five events, George was by every measure outstanding, particularly in marksmanship. So the young Californian trained hard, arrived in Stockholm brimming with self-confidence. George, whose rigorous preparation included fighting the currents off Catalina, placed seventh in the swimming finals. Remarkable on horseback since boyhood, he finished sixth in the steeplechase. A naturally gifted swordsman, he comfortably produced 20 victories to rank fourth in fencing. And then George, the former track star, thrilled the spectators with a powerful third-place finish in the grueling 500-meter foot race. His consistency confounded the Swedish competitors, who had hoped to sweep the medals and more. But now it appeared an American named George was headed for the coveted gold. All that was left was the pistol shoot, perhaps George's strongest event. On the day before the finals, he stood alongside his rivals at the shooting line and broke the world record. Shattered, the others withdrew to their quarters to await what seemed like destiny. But this is the rest of the story. The following day, the pentathletes assembled solemnly at the range and one by one faced their targets. Then the score counting began, and when the scorers had finished, to the utter amazement of everybody present, spectator and athlete alike, it was determined that George had missed the entire target. Not once, but twice. His other shots were phenomenally accurate, bullseyes, characteristic of George's skill, but for some reason, two of the rounds he fired seemed to vanish into thin air. The result was heartbreaking, for now, out of a field of 32 shooters, George had finished in 21st place, which dragged his overall ranking out of medal range. He was to finish number five. Well, as predicted, the Swedes cleaned up, winning six of the top seven places in the pentathlon. But George was as gracious in defeat as he had been formidable in competition, and it was many years after his death that one historian reviewed the evidence, suggesting that what really happened that summer day in 1912, it's logical to assume, he concluded, considering George's tremendous skill with a pistol and his world record-wrecking performance just the day previous, that the two rounds which seemed to miss their target altogether had instead, in fact, passed cleanly through two of the other holes already clustered near the center of the bullseye. And thus, by two shots, which may have been too good, did the former West Point cadet fall to fifth place in the first modern Olympic pentathlon. Whereafter, he returned home and fought his way onto the pages of history otherwise as General George S. Patton. And now you know the rest of the story.